I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Idea.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh. Hello, listeners. We are being very somber.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ragtime number 11.
It is.
With Heather Nicole and Denise in Spirit. This is actually a tequila-infused Trump bash edition.
It is.
Cheers. Chug it. Oh, my God.
That's unfortunate.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, you finished it. Okay, so I was trying to be classy instead of... Please don't throw up.
I'm not.
Instead of just doing tequila shots, because tequila makes Heather angry. I think we've discussed this
That's
before.
That's basically what we've discussed. So tequila makes me incredibly... Oh, my God, with the text message. Jesus.
Okay.
So, yes, tequila makes me incredibly aggressive and angry.
Yeah,
so,
I thought tequila shots were a little too much, so I should find a nice cocktail on the internet. Well, apparently the one ingredient, Campari, tastes like if a dog's ass was scooted through leaves and then rubbed into your drink. So it's not the tequila, because I bought Patron Silver. That's how I roll. And then I put this disgusting shit
in it. No, you classed it up. And at first we thought it was the orange bitters that was making it taste like ass. But no.
So we added more Campari, like a bunch of shit faces.
And why? Because it's red and we think, berry-ish. Oh, fruit punch.
No, it does not taste like berries.
No.
So the lesson learned. But now the drink has angered us. The tequila has angered us. The election results have angered us. This world has angered us. And we need to just get it off our chests. And I'm sure everyone else is just as disgusted as we are. Who would be listening to this, at least.
As of today, and it is November, I believe, 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary has the highest...
Yes.
Margin.
Popular vote.
Popular vote.
Yes. In 140 years.
What? I mean,
and because
what?
Because three fucking states, we're in this shit right now.
I can't. So, you know what? I will say this before I forget, because the tequila, I am feeling warm and angry. I feel like, as I said, Mrs. White... When I hate everybody on the sides of my face. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Off to a great start. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. John Oliver basically summed up 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, 2016.
Yeah, watch the latest John Oliver. He blows up 2016 and burns it to
the
ground.
The last 3 minutes.
It is
this
a piece of shit.
This whole fucking year has been...
You know what also sucks? And I'm going to bring it up.
Please.
It has nothing to do with Trump. Yeah, Fidel Castro died. Everyone knows. But
yeah.
Did you know Florence Henderson died the same
day?
Yeah,
I know! It's so awful!
I know, I love her.
2016,
you're
a
stupid cunt.
And I hate when they tell you, like, she died...
Heart failure.
Oh, thank you. Like, was she? I didn't realize she was sick or just her heart.
She died at home. I don't know. It seemed like she had an ailment, yeah.
All that coke?
I don't know.
All that coke with, what's his face? Because he was hiding that he was gay? What's his face?
Oh, the...
Mr.
Brady?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name was.
God damn it!
I saw the most horrible fucking meme, though.
Oh, no.
Because he's dead, Alice is dead, and she just died.
Poor Alice! She was saying the butcher!
And it was like, and it said, like, this is sad, but this is the longest tic-tac-toe one I've ever had, and it was just like the three of them crossed out down to bottom. That's not right.
No, that's actually
kind of funny. I laughed, but then I was like, oh, too soon.
So, to continue on with the stupid fucking, I don't understand.
Yeah, now we're just in the anger stage of, like, this whole thing, because at first we went through the whole, like, crying and denial and
we
all that
sure
crap.
We sure did. Finally, Paulina took, like, a week and a half, she finally had the angry cry.
Oh, my God.
That's my wife, by the way.
I had it at 3 a.m. the night of, because I woke up and I stupidly look at my phone.
How could you not?
And
I mean,
just saw
this
fucking picture and it just said winner, and I was I almost threw up.
I felt ill. I'm with you on that one because I feel like, so we live across the street from Nicole. We actually busted out one of like our really good bottles of wine poured it, you were like, this is going to be exciting, because all the polls had her winning.
Yes.
It's crazy, and it was just like, as we were watching, and your wife, Nicole's wife, works in television, yeah, basically, she kind of has, like, insider information in the sense of, like, because
she had to be there.
And she was, like, stuck working, and, like, as things were rolling in, it was like...
and then it got to a point where she was even like, I can't console you because this is not looking good.
Because all the projections that basically, like, all, like, the first states that you thought that he was going to win, understandable. You know,
yeah, like, everything was going according to plan until they started getting to, like, Florida, got really iffy, and then I was like, oh, I'm feeling kind of sick.
Right. That's when it started going downhill. Everything that was, like, too close to call, it's like...
Why?
Holy fucking shit. How is this even happening? And then Thanksgiving was a few days ago... And let me just tell you, my mother, mind you, we were out to dinner. And my mom's like, do you know that families aren't getting together because of the election? I'm like, yeah. I can totally understand why. And I'm like, and to be completely honest.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
I'm going to be writing you guys a letter. Because it, like, a week prior, I was a mess. I had another, like, ugly cry where I'm just like, I forget to be, everything's blurring together. So I don't really remember what came out that I heard.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't understand how, I guess it basically came down to, even though I am 40 and like, I am an adult, you know, I am married, you know, like I have my own house, all this stuff, you know, like I'm successful, what have you. But it's like, I still deep down would love for my parents to protect me.
Yeah.
And I mean, my parents are only like 20 some odd years older than me, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, granted, they didn't go to my wedding based on principles. Don't even get me started on that, because apparently my parents pick and choose their principles.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless. But when it came down to this election and they picked that fucking douchebag, right? We actually had it out in a public restaurant. And I mean, and it was not pretty. My mom is crying in the corner. My dad won't shut the fuck up. And I'm like, could you shut up? I'm like, your wife is crying. He goes, I don't care. Bill, it's like, you don't care?
Uh-huh.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you agree to disagree, but if you think of it, if I feel like I'm a certain person where I view kindness as important to other people, like, I don't discriminate against others. I don't want to hate on other people. Like, where did I come from?
Because
to me...
You're rebelling against their assholiness?
I guess so, because to me, I'm just like, do you not care about equality?
Because this is the one instance where you can't... I don't care. You can't say, let's give him a chance.
No!
You can't normalize this. You can't say...
No!
That... It's an election and, you know, everyone has a choice and you should respect their choice. This is the one instance. No, it isn't. Mm-mm. Because no other candidate has been supported by the Ku Klux Klan.
No
other candidate has spouted racism openly, mocked disabled people, been derogatory towards women, been accused of assaulting women, been accused of cheating people for money.
Mm-hmm.
These are all like... things that are really awful, and political correctness is just not being a dick. I'm sorry. Political correctness is not ruining America, and if this is how you feel, you're an asshole.
Right.
If you voted for Trump, you're an asshole.
Pretty much, and you can, and these people can justify it, like, well, it's more than that, I swear to God, at dinner, my mom's like, well, I'm a patriot, and I'm voting for America. So basically, you're voting for, you know, people to have their rights taken away.
Yeah, in what way?
Good job. Yeah. I'm like, are you familiar with the, you know, the, what is it, the First American Defense Act that Pence wants to go ahead and push?
Uh-huh.
No, what is that? Well, he pushed it in Indiana. Look it up, and guess what? It goes beyond fucking wedding cakes. It goes beyond fucking wedding flowers for a gay couple.
And I'm sorry, you're not American and you're not patriotic if you think that no one should be coming in here.
Right, exactly.
And that if you're not white,
right,
you're not American, because this country is made of all different.
But they were all people. But they were all white. They were all white, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. Apparently, according to them.
Yeah. Like, if you're against saving refugee families...
It's awful.
Because of their religion. Or the 1% chance that they might be bad. oh, then you're a horrible person.
Oh, there might be a terrorist among them. Yeah. Okay, can you explain to me, what was his name?
Could
Timothy
you please,
McVeigh?
Could you,
he was a Christian terrorist. And, explain that to me, because
yeah,
he was
if
white.
You actually go through, like, who's please. Been harmed more, it's been by white males.
And exactly.
If you actually looked and, like, learned about the process mm-hmm. of coming to this country, it'd be pretty fucking hard for somebody to do it just to blow us up.
Samantha Bee did a spot on it.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It's not like you pick and choose where you're going to be a refugee.
No.
Who will accept you is where you go. Unfortunately, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you'd love to pick. But, like, you know, if your home is blown up,
it's
you're
going
to
want
to go wherever you want to go.
It is
It's
it
because,
is awful.
Like, because it seems especially white people have the easiest time making someone an other.
Yes. Yes.
A
yes,
lower,
yes.
A lower being. Because yes. that's the only way you can justify it. Because, like, if you think about someone in your... If your neighborhood started being bombarded by shelling, and you had to go somewhere, you wouldn't think this is insane. Like, these are just normal fucking people. But you just think that they're, like, barbaric sand people or something. I don't know what it is.
Right.
Like, what is it? They're just normal people like us. Living in another country.
Going to their local
Walmart. They have TVs and refrigerators and video game systems, and they're just sitting in their house, and now their house is gone. And they're either survived it or they're buried in rubble. Like, they need some place to go.
But not here.
Yeah.
Don't come here.
Yeah.
You're gonna
it's like
blow
they're
us
honestly
up.
Not
like,
fucking terrorists. They're trying to get away from the terrorists. They don't want to deal with them either, but unfortunately, they happen to be on the side of the world where they are.
Right. Right.
And we don't. What if it was the other way around? Like,
oh my god, if it was the other way around, people would expect, you know, foreigners to open up our doors
to
us because we are American.
Yeah.
We are fucking great. Like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
And the other reason that you can't normalize Trump and you can't say, oh, give him a chance, or, like, your opinion's your opinion, my opinion is my opinion, is the fact that there is proven that there is now a Trump effect, where people think that because this thing has been elected, that it is appropriate to behave in a manner where you can be bigoted, misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's been so many stories of people being assaulted, hate crimes, graffiti on homes and public places, just, as you know, yelled at in the street.
Elementary school kids.
Yeah. There was just that story that came out where, you know, people are, like, trying to rip off jobs off people and stuff like that. It's like, this is not fucking okay.
Just because your president was on a platform of hate and racism doesn't give you the right to do it. Because now he is backtracking on a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
But what really scares me is Steve Bannon. And I mean, Mike
like,
Pence.
Like, I didn't think it could get worse once this happened, like, because it was already him and Pence.
Oh,
but
my
then,
God.
Like, it seems like it's the fucking Twilight Zone every time I hear what his picks are.
I know! Sessions? Forget about it. But, I mean, like,
it's
Sessions,
like
I think
does
has to be...
Like, he knows what these people represent.
I don't know
if
he does, or he doesn't give a shit. I don't think he... See, here's... Okay,
like
Steve...
Like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm African-American. He thinks he knows everybody and loves everybody.
Oh, the best
He's gonna be everyone's president, but then... Bannon is literally a white supremacist.
Okay, right. But before we get to that, speaking of, like... So, basically, to me, Trump is all stereotypes. Case in point, he wants to go ahead and put Ben Carson in charge of HUD. Basically, he's assuming all black people live in under, you know, housing development. So let's put a black person in charge of that.
Can we just
like,
talk about the fact...
You're such an asshole for thinking that. Like, you're such a...
Yeah.
But let's go back
can
to...
Can we talk about the fact that what Carson said? That he didn't think he was... he had enough experience for a cabinet position?
Well, you were running for president! But you were running for president!
You ran for president!
You idiot! You idiot.
No one knows. It seems like everyone on the Republican platform didn't realize what you do as a president.
But going back... Right. But going back to Steve Bannon...
Oh, my
and
God.
And the alt-right...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I personally think Trump is so fucking dumb that he doesn't really know what the alt-right is.
That's because...
And even if you don't tell... And even if you tell him, oh, he's a white supremacist. Do you not know what that is? Basically, put a white sheet on him. KKK.
Yeah. It's like Nazis realized they needed new branding, so they came up with alt-right because it doesn't sound bad. It sounds kind of funky and like, millennial.
So no one's not going to know what it is. Like, what's the alt-right? Maybe they think it's, like, the alternative to conservatism.
Uh-huh.
No. I would be like, oh, that's great. No, that makes you an asshole.
They want to stop all immigration.
Yep.
They don't think that anyone should have any privileges other than white people, basically.
White straight people.
Yeah. And it's like, I love when there's like an argument against like, you know, diversity hiring or, you know, in jobs or in schooling. It's like, yeah, because we're white and we had a fucking head start. Do you realize that up until like when your goddamn parents were still alive, that people were like treated as like half-class citizens, couldn't even eat in certain establishments or get higher education?
Yep.
And it's generational. And then like, oh, why, like, people are like, why are, like, these neighborhoods so crime-ridden? It's like, we made them that way.
Yep.
You know, like, all these, like, Jim Crow laws and all this bullshit is, like, what we used to just, after slavery, to still keep them where we wanted them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. You're going to be more successful if you're white in this country. That's just the way the fucking is. And people should get a little bit of help.
So I said this to my father, who is a white straight man in his 60s.
Yeah, the only people who are benefiting from this bullshit.
Right. And I'm like, you know what? It's basically as if, like, the white man had the stage.
That's all this is. This is white men whining.
Right. And all they had to do was talk in order to be heard.
Yeah.
But now they are sharing the stage with women.
Yeah.
African Americans. Gays. People of different religious backgrounds, and now they have to shout in order to be heard, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, here's my advice. Put on your big boy pants and let other people play in the sandbox.
Yeah, exactly.
And shut the fuck up. Because you know what? All these other groups have been fighting to be heard for centuries.
And what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of having these people come into the country? What are you afraid of giving them chances to have higher education? That they're going to do better than you? Well, then maybe they're just fucking better than you and you don't deserve
that. Or maybe you should fucking apply yourself. Because guess what? You don't just walk in and go, I'm a white man.
Yeah.
Serve me.
And if
No.
And if illegal aliens from Mexico are stealing your job, then you're a fucking moron who needs an education. Because they are undocumented and they don't have an education, half of them. That's why they're coming here to get it or get a job. So whatever your fucking job is, must be a shit fucking job. If they're stealing it from you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? When you have nothing and you want to work for something, you put twice the amount of effort into it. Mm-hmm. You can't if you are a white straight man, you cannot half-ass anything anymore. And that's what scares the shit out of them.
The fact that
they're scared shitless.
They're not skating anymore. Like, if you're poor and white, you're now equivalent to everybody else that's poor.
Oh, boo-hoo, man! Yeah. Dude, I am fucking angry from this tequila now. Like, Jesus! So, mission accomplished.
Exactly. It's just
ridiculous. But now I want to cry, too, because it's so frustrating. And I swear, like, I mean, at least you don't deal it with in your immediate family.
No, I'm lucky that I don't have a family like that.
At Thanksgiving, my dad was
I can't imagine if I had to deal with my mom and she voted for him.
Oh, because my mother claims, she's like, well, I'm a patriot. And do you know that Obama's a progressive? Do you know about progressives? I have to look this shit up. But it's like, if progressives are about people having the same rights as other people and we're all being the same, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So you know what? You want to call me a socialist? Call me a socialist.
And people throw that word around, like, yes, I don't think we should be, I think we should pick from different things that work. Like, I don't think maybe a fully socialist healthcare system might be our answer, but I think maybe principles of it should be, like, Obamacare was supposed to be until...
What I don't understand about a lot of people, back to Trump, is that he made fun of a disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh yeah, we still
look the other way on that.
Yeah, he openly bragged about sexually assaulting women in a sense that, like, I'm fucking rich, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
He's full on in the public light, said horrible things about women, about minorities.
My father is a Vietnam War vet.
Oh yeah, Gold Star family.
And Trump said that McCain was a loser for getting caught.
And the Gold Star family,
mocked. And he dodged the fucking draft because he had plantar fasciitis.
Such bullshit.
Are you fucking serious? Like, give me a fucking break, because I know people who run fucking marathons with plantar fasciitis. Yeah.
Get over it.
Suck my fucking imaginary cock, basically. And, you know, another person who won did not release his tax returns.
Yeah, that too.
And basically has bragged about not paying income tax. So you know what? The majority of people that voted for him He's not supporting the local police in your community, the local fire department in your community, your EMT in your community. So basically, you have a fucking heart attack, nobody's coming because there's no funding. So how in the world can you go ahead and say that this man is for America when he's not? And this is what blows my fucking
mind.
And
most of the people that voted for him, when he goes into office, there's a very good, if not 100% chance that they're going to lose their overtime benefits because of his policies.
Their overtime benefits? Yeah, what is that? Like,
They basically are going to strike down where you have to pay time and a half to people based on certain hours.
In what positions? Like,
lower
positions?
Lower paid positions.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like, they're like, no one thinks about how things affect them.
It's a shame there isn't a video camera right now, because I swear to God.
And, like, my cousin who's a police officer... I'm pretty sure he voted for him, and so did his father. He posts things all the time, and I had to try the heart. Like, he doesn't really post any pro-Trump things. He just posts lots of other stuff. And it took me all my willpower, because some police officer was murdered, and it was about Trump saying some, you know, talking to the family. And then he wrote, like, this is the kind of treatment we like, that Trump did that. And I felt like writing, oh, well, lucky the police officer isn't Muslim, because he probably would not have... You know, I mean, like, a family whose soldier died, their son died who's a soldier, he had no respect for, but a white police officer, he goes and says something. Like, just stuff like that.
Right.
It's like, it depends who it is. And he's doing it just to look good. He doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't. Like, why do we need, well, first off, we don't need, they talked about.
It's like Obama didn't care if police were strong. Of course he did.
He went to fucking Orlando when we had that shooting.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, all these people, you know, they're. Or I should say, during the campaign, they question his temperament. I don't want a fucking president that is on Twitter...
Yelling at people,
and, like, now, fucking Jill Stein. At first, on Wednesday, I was like, are you our savior? This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on there.
But now that she's like, you know, well, Hillary, but she's, like, dogging her now, and it's just like, you are a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
But thank you for starting this, because it's a little fishy.
Yeah.
The best is...
I don't think anything's going to happen, but...
Here's my theory, and I'm just going on the record. Trump probably knew he was in cahoots... He knew Putin. He's in cahoots with the Russian government.
He knew
it was going to get hacked. And he kept saying, it's a rigged election, because it's rigged in his favor.
Yeah.
So he kept just saying it, but the way that he basically...
And it's proven most of the fake news is from... people in Russia.
Right. So the way that he said it, people just, the way that we took it, or I should say the majority of his supporters took it, they're just like, yeah, it's rigged. So if you don't win, it's rigged.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. And you know what? You know, people losing friendships on Facebook based on all this bullshit.
Yeah.
It makes sense in the way that, like, I don't want to associate with you if you voted for this man. The fact that I have to go ahead and speak to my parents... My grandmother didn't vote for either.
Yeah.
I wanted her to vote for Hillary, but she's just like, I can't vote for her. Well, I'm like, well, then you don't vote Trump.
Yeah.
And my grandmother loved me enough to not vote for him.
Uh-huh.
And I guarantee you, as soon as they fucking pass that stupid fucking bill that Pence wants to pass, that he passed in Indiana, I'm going to send it to my parents, because they said at Thanksgiving... Oh, well, I hope that doesn't happen. That's not going to happen. Do you have a fucking crystal ball?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even fucking know, so shut the fuck up. So basically, I lost my point.
It's
like,
because,
I'm all right off. Like,
because,
I'm
like,
so
people
angry.
Are so up their own fucking ass that if it doesn't directly affect them, they are like, oh, it probably won't happen.
Oh, I lost it. I lost a friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because the best is that Hillary lost, and half of the country wanted her to be president.
More than.
Right. So we could actually go forward as a unit, like, a diversified country where everyone has equal rights. Okay, this tequila drink that Nicole made, we are chasing with water. That's how bad it is. Water is delicious.
Yay.
Anyway,
God,
there was a point again. God, I'm like, I'm so angry and drunk and sad. What was I talking about?
I don't know, but just to sum it up, all the horrible.
God damn it, I had a really good point. I know I did, because it's in my brain, like, niggling at me. It's just niggling.
Niggling? What the fuck is that,
like,
mean?
Like, it's just in my brain.
Did
it's like
you just turn racist?
No! God,
I don't know,
no.
What the hell are you saying?
No!
What is it? I'll cut this out. Go ahead.
And you want to cut that out?
I'm going to cut all this out.
You're cutting
the whole 40 minutes. What were you trying to say?
I don't remember. Man, that Kapari. That Kapari is a bitch. Let's talk about Kapari, shall we?
Kapari sucks.
Oh, my God.
No, but, just maybe summing it up will help.
Maybe.
Misogynistic.
Ugh.
Bigoted.
Yep.
Racist. Against helping people of any kind other than being white.
I remembered! I didn't mean to hate you! Thank you! Nice. Someone unfriended me on Facebook. Because you have all these people protesting, right? And she's a Trump supporter. And she was just like...
Oh, well, you're whining?
Yeah, she's like, all you Hillary supporters need to get over it, blah, blah, blah. And I actually found online, a couple of days ago, for the 8 years that Obama was...
Oh, my God. Whining bitches.
They took, a mannequin, and I don't know if they spray-painted him brown.
They did effigies, yeah.
Hung him from a tree and burned him.
Not only that, it was literally the entire time he was the president. It was whining, bitching, whining, bitching, whining, bitching.
Here,
so just you shut the fuck up.
Exactly. For 8 years, we had to listen to you. So guess what? You got possibly 8 years of us bitching and moaning about who's
Obama
your president.
Obama wasn't on a platform of hate.
No.
This is what you're not understanding. Yes.
Why
if you have anybody who's a friend, you can't even say, anybody who has a friend that is Muslim, anybody who's gay. You can't even say that. If you know someone who is a pussy, you are an asshole. If you have a pussy and you voted for him, you're an asshole.
You even wanted to apologize to people. You saw people of...
You have to... You know what? Because Samantha Bee said it. If all Muslims have to apologize for anything fundamentalist does... then we as white people have to apologize for what we fucking did.
Yeah.
And that's true.
And even if we didn't
vote
for him,
shit,
it's just like,
it?
That's the only thing,
yeah.
And I hate to say this, it's the only thing that's saving us when we're out alone.
Yeah.
Is the fact that we are white.
Exactly.
And it's so sad. It breaks my heart.
And at first I read an article that was shitting on the whole safety pin thing. It's just to make white people feel better. But I think it actually is helping in some...
Is it?
Yeah, I think people do approach people if they have it, because I've read several stories where...
Well, your wife is the crafty one. Where's my safety pin?
I wore it yesterday.
Where's mine?
It's just I'll give you a safety pin. It's just a fuck. You don't have to craft anything. Jesus Christ, you fucking lesbian. You don't have to put shit on it.
I need it to be a rainbow!
But
I need to have, fireworks come out.
But I notice people notice it. And I've read stories where Muslim families, other families, have approached people that need help because they're wearing it. So, it may make you feel better and, I'm doing something. I think you should do something beyond the safety pin. You should donate.
Oh, hell yeah.
To anything you can. Gay causes, refugee causes, environmental causes, because, climate change is a hoax by the Chinese.
Yeah, fucked.
Legal defenses, anything you can donate to, just throw your fucking money in and out. And if you don't have money to donate, then get off your ass and try to volunteer.
Yeah.
Because the only good thing that I think is coming out of this is that it's making people realize that they just can't sit idly by and just live their lives meh.
We're doing a recurring monthly donation to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name.
Yes, that's
so
great.
So, fuck you.
Yeah, me and Sarah have picked 4 charities to do amount to each month. We tried to do the spectrum of environmental to
we're in the
gay
same
rights.
Boat.
Yeah.
We're in the same...
Everything,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then here and there we'll do a bigger donation to other charities that we didn't get to pick. But yeah, I started looking into black churches in the area because I figured they'd have community posts that would be helpful. Food pantries. So just do stuff like that. Besides putting on a safety pin, you have, as a white person, you should show your face up at these things. You should go to Black Lives Matter things.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, the media pays attention when white people show up to things, more so than when black and brown people do, and it sucks.
The best sign you saw? The best sign that you posted?
Oh, put guacamole? Or pumpkin spice?
No,
pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice or put avocado on
racism
and
white women will pay attention. Yeah. So, yeah, if you do these things, you wear the safety pin, but then do other shit to help.
Yep.
Because, hate crimes are just going to come up more and more. And, something like the Southern Poverty, you'd give money to them.
Yep.
Illegal defense funds and,
HRC.
Anything like
Planned
that.
Parenthood.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, this should be, a spark to get people off their ass. Even if it's just something as, helping a black church or going to a food pantry or helping...
Yep.
Or even, like, I was just reading that, like, the only way to stop this is, like, and it's true, like, we all live in our own little bubble. I don't really know anybody other than white people. I don't. Like, I don't know many that I, like, interact with where they're, like, good friends.
No, that's
I can't
that's
say
true.
That I can.
No,
and
true.
Etta, yeah, yeah. Etta goes to a school that's all white kids.
Okay.
And I'm, like, I think maybe in this town when she goes onto a public school system, that won't be the case, but it's like you have to integrate yourself into other people's communities to do that. Like, go to places where you know that it's not just going to be all white people playing in a playground.
Right.
It's just stuff like that.
Right. Right.
That's what you have to do because, like, you're just in your own little bubble and you don't realize it until now.
And if you think about it, like, our entire lives when an election happened, it's like, oh, okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Like, when Bush beat Gore, it's like, we didn't have rights yet. Like, gays did not have rights yet.
No other election felt like this.
No.
Nothing felt like this. I was so scared of John McCain, I would welcome him.
Yeah.
Whatever.
John McCain and Sarah Palin?
Bring it on.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Please. But yeah,
only thing that made me feel better this month is my play place at the mall where I had the Benetton ad.
Oh, yeah, you did. Please tell
the
listeners.
Yeah, well, I got a good note. Yeah. We went to a play area in the middle of a mall. When I first walked in, there was a black family, there was a Spanish family, and then there was us. And then an Indian family walked in, and Sarah's like, oh my god, this is like a fucking Benetton ad. I'm gonna tear up. Look at these children to come playing together. I was like, all we need is an Asian family. 5 minutes later, Getcha shows up.
And then
oh my god!
Asked a white person to take your picture.
I wanted to find another white person to take
that
my picture.
That would have been
picture.
Awesome.
I wanted us all to gather together in like a circle, like it was a small world.
That would have been fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that was the only nice 2016 moment, and I just tooted. I'm sorry.
It's the tequila. So basically, to sum up this 45-minute rant, one, thank you for listening if you tuned in this far.
Sorry,
two,
I tooted.
Trump can suck our dicks,
mm-hmm.
basically. And really, if you were feeling as hopeless and angry and sad that we are, and if you can, donate.
Donate or do something.
If you don't have the money, go donate your time. Because you know what? There are going to be women who need to be driven to abortions.
Yeah.
That are farther away from them.
Yeah.
If you have a car,
drive
them to go get abortions.
Because we still live in a democracy.
We sure do.
And we can still stop this bullshit.
Yep. And
he doesn't have ultimate. He's not a fucking dictator. And we're just going to have to live through these next 4 years and hope people are not stupid next election. Because if he gets reelected, that's it.
Oh, my God. I'm
going to start saving my money, and I'm going on Island Hunters.
Well, I'm already expecting Island Hunter Clan Edition.
That's right. Yeah.
But I think, aren't we going to move to Canada?
I don't think they want us.
No, we're going to start a brewery and vineyard.
Okay.
That's basically what we're doing.
All right.
So, you know what? Rag it up, people. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Yeah, bye.